Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers. And get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour. All in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Time flies when you are having fun. Because I'm only going to be here with you for 1 more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. It's been busy, busy, busy. First of all, I don't know. But let's just say last hour, we had a welterweight champion join us. Thank you so much to Errol Spence Jr. For coming on. Next month, July 29th, he's going to fight another undefeated welterweight. And Bud Crawford, and whoever wins is going to take home all the welterweight belts. So thank you to Errol Spence Jr. for joining us. Also, earlier on in the show, we had a conversation with a 5'5" dynamo, the second shortest player in NBA history, who had a 13-year NBA career. He played for the Denver Nuggets. It's Earl Boykins. Thank you to Earl Boykins for joining us earlier on in the show. And doing some amazing work now as an assistant coach with UTEP. He said, yeah, man, I saw this coming with them Denver Nuggets. I saw them getting busy. I saw Jokic on his way. And, yeah, thank you to Earl Boykins. And we'll hear what he had to say about Jokic before we get out of here this hour. I'll make sure we replay that for you. And then we also talked about how hot Miami is right now as a sports town, as a sports city. We know Messi will be joining Inter Miami, Florida Panthers tonight, Miami adjacent in Sunrise. We saw the Panthers come out on top in overtime, beating the Golden Knights 3-2. And so the Florida Panthers avoid an 0-3 hole, and they're able to take a game in the series. And so the Vegas Knights, they lead 2-1. We talked about Dalvin Cook. Looks like he is cooked in Minnesota. He will either be released or he will be traded. He has pretty much also indicated that he wants to go to Miami. And it's pretty hilarious. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, he was asked by a member of the media, like, hey, you wanna bring in Dalvin Cook? And Mike McDaniel was like, you ain't about to get me caught up in some tampering. Take a listen to Mike McDaniel's response.
March 3rd, 1983. That day I was born, right? Now we take a closer look at that date, and that in fact was not yesterday. Okay, so people that are rumored to be tall, short, people that are rumored to be, that's. You're not going to get this guy. I'm year two, okay?
Yeah, he's like, hey, you ain't getting me caught up in no tampering. I don't need no emails, no phone calls, no fines. I do not need any trouble. We gave you an update on the Miami Heat. I mean, they're trying to stay in there like the Panthers did tonight. But we learned that Tyler Hero will not be available for the Miami Heat Friday night in Game 4. And so we've had a busy, busy night. And also, I want to put this out there. Frank Clark, he's going to be a Denver Bronco. Not, no more Chiefs. No, he's going to be a Bronco. So now he's going to be chasing after Patrick Mahomes. So we've had a busy night. And, oh, yeah, by the way, before we went to break, you know, we had a caller. We were talking about a Stroud with the Houston Texans. We were talking about Young with the Carolina Panthers. And Stroud is looking for some help offensively. I think they're going to run the living hell out of that ball. And then, hey, today, Frank Reich pretty much said what we already knew, that Bryce Young is QB1. I like that. Everybody says QB1 right now. And, yeah, when you got Andy Dalton out there, how much more does anybody need to see an Andy Dalton? I think the answer is no more. No mas. Okay? And Bryce Young, he recently talked about how he's feeling good. Take a listen to this.
I'm feeling more comfortable. I'm growing. And, you know, really that's because of the coaching staff who's done a great job of, you know, as things are going on of coaching, not just, on, you know, on the field, in the meeting room, everything, the players accepting me, pushing me, helping me, allowing me to feel comfortable with this group. So because of that, you know, I definitely feel like I've grown.
Oh, pretty funny when he says, oh, yeah, I've grown. The first thing I go is, ha, 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 he grew. Get it? He grew. Small quarterback. Destroyed before the draft, being tiny. But I hope he kills it, man. When the guys are criticized so much and what they can't do and hands too small, a la Kenny Pickett, a la Joe Burrow, his hands are too small. Man just went to the damn Super Bowl. Oh, he can't play in Pittsburgh. It's too cold. His hands are too small. I like seeing the underdog. And so I really hope that Bryce Young just destroys everybody in the NFL. It's going to take time, but I hope it happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Anthony calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, what's up, my man? Big fan. Thank you so much, bro.
Yes, what's up?
No problem. So I was listening to the Big Fish earlier, and I'm definitely biased because I'm from Texas. But who do you think is going to win the fight, man? You got Errol or you got Crawford?
Man, you going to make me get yelled at by Bud Crawford. Man. Why are you going to make that man yell at me?
I know it's going to go either way. I just want to see where you at.
It can't go either way. I'm going to lean, and I got no problem. Now when I talk to Bud, he's going to yell at me. Thank you, Anthony. I like Errol Spence in the fight, man. And a lot of it does have to do with the eye test and fundamentals. Bud Crawford might be a little bit more aggressive in the fight, but as you heard Errol Spence describe it, I think he's going to be the more walk-you-down fighter. And I think over the course of the fight, I don't see any one of these dudes getting knocked out. And if it's going to be a fundamental punch defense fight, I think Errol will win that one on the scorecards.
Okay. Second question. With the emergence of Tank, Shakur, Haney, we got used to doing this thing. Tyson Fury still undefeated. Do you think that boxing is in the best space it's been in a while?
I do. I mean, it's tough. We went, I don't want to call it a lull, but we have gone from Floyd Mayweather Jr. pretty much, and thank you, Anthony, for calling from Houston. Got some background noise there. I'm going to answer your question. We've gone from Floyd Mayweather Jr. pretty much carrying the torch in boxing, being the most profitable fighter, the most entertaining fighter, whether you love him, whether you hate him. He was that guy. And now that he's gone, I know he's doing exhibition fights. You know, you can look at a Gervonta Tank Davis. You can certainly look at a Canelo Alvarez. You know, we had a good stretch with a Deontay Wilder and a Fury going back and forth, even though they drew and then Fury beat the living hell out of him. I was there for that fight. He beat that man up bad. But we do have a bunch of great fighters. And you mentioned the heavyweight division. You mentioned the welterweight division. Yeah, there's some great fighters coming up the ranks in boxing. There's some good fights. I mentioned three of them, and you did too. From Haney and Lomachenko, we saw Gervonta Davis. We have this fight coming up now with Spence and Crawford. And so things are looking good right now. I like it. And then maybe Tyson Fury will get his act together and stop with the celebrity, you know, BS fights. Oh, I'm going to beat up John Jones. Just save that. Go fight Usyk, man. Stop it. 855-212-4CBS. Andy's calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, what's going on? First-time caller. Just coming back from the Panthers wash party up in Sunrise, Florida. What a beautiful atmosphere. We had a Flow Rider with a free concert, and it was amazing. But, you know, I wanted to talk about the Miami Heat. You know, everybody talks about the Denver Nuggets last night. Oh, my God. Jamal Murray, Jovic had a triple-double. All right, I understand that. But the Miami Heat were in that ballgame. The difference with the Miami Heat when they don't win is when you have a combination of Gabe Vincent and Max Strus out of 17 shots, he's making three of them. Miami hit, they took 34 three-pointers in that game. They only made 11. The thing is, when Miami hits their three-pointers, they are a very, very dangerous team.
Yeah.
Not about Jimmy Butler. Go ahead, Jerry.
No, I said when they're in the game. But what's your ultimate point here, Andy? Hit me with the conclusion.
My ultimate point is that everybody is favoring the Denver Nuggets, and that's what the Miami Heat want to hear an organization being underestimated.
I don't think the Miami Heat care or want to hear anything. I think it's
they do.
Well,
though.
Hold on, Andy. I think it's very clear. We had a Jimmy Butler who sat around, and he said this quite a few times throughout the playoffs already. We do not care what anybody thinks. And that's the best attitude. Do they relish in the fact of being underdogs? Yeah, sure. But when it boils down to it, it doesn't matter if they're being praised or whether they're being derided. It doesn't matter. And I'll tell you this. You're right. The Miami Heat have been in these games. For the first game, they were getting beat up. They tried to come back into it. They didn't get the job done. In the second game, it was the complete opposite. They came back towards the end, and then they were able to overcome the Nuggets, and they won. And the last game, last night, that wasn't the case. They were playing from behind, and then the Nuggets ran away. There was no bounce back. So let's be clear here. Miami has been playing catch-up every game this series. They only came back and won once. And it's clear, man. The Nuggets are a better team. The Nuggets, listen, the Nuggets are a better team. In Miami, this is not an opinion. This is not anything to dispute. Miami's been playing catch-up in a series so far. And if they can overcome this, then God bless them. They deserve it, but it's not looking good.
But remember this. It's a first team to four. So you win game three. Okay, good for you. You took home court advantage from the Heat after the Miami Heat won game two.
Yeah, well, Andy.
Everybody's saying
Andy,
that the Miami Heat were going to get one.
Andy, I'm familiar with how the series goes. I know how many scores that you need to get to, how many victories. I'm telling you what has taken place so far. Wouldn't you say, watching all three games, unless you're watching something different, haven't Miami been playing from behind?
Yes, they have.
Okay. Then that's it. No, there's no but.
Miami's been
playing from behind. There's no but.
But JR.
But JR, go ahead. Entertain me.
You got to admit, there's a lack of respect towards the Miami Heat. That gave them
I don't think so, Andy. No, Andy,
no?
I don't think so.
You
for
talk
a team.
About
no, hold on, Andy. I don't give a rat's ass what comes on ESPN because I don't listen to it, okay? This is what I know. This is my opinion, okay? Because ESPN isn't the authority for the world. You called me, asked me about my opinion. Listen, the Miami Heat barely got into the playoffs. They barely got into the play-in. When you look at the totality of their season and what they've done and how they got here, how they barely got here. It's not a matter of lack of respect. The Miami Heat have actually been lauded for what they did. Beating the Bucks, beating the Knicks, which is a more of an even series, moving on, beating the Celtics, and now they're here against the Nuggets. They've been lauded. It's not a lack of respect, okay? I think what you should probably try to do, take off the Miami glasses or shades and come into the world of reality. This is the way things are. You said it yourself. You agreed with me. I don't want to listen. You heard it from me. You agreed with me. Miami's been playing from behind. Let's look at the play-in all the way up until now. Let's look at the performances of their players, all of them up until now. They've been punching above their weight. They've done an amazing job. And as of right now, I'll repeat it again, Andy, as you also agree with me, so far in this series, the Miami Heat have been playing from behind. If I walk into I'll use an example. If I walk and Andy is still here, thank you so much, Andy, for calling from Miami, but I'd be going on like a broken record. I want to use a different example. If I walked into a schoolyard, and this is terrible, people used to throw hands, they used to fight physically, they didn't do other means of violence. If I walked into a schoolyard and I saw two people fighting after school, and I saw one person getting their ass whooped, I would easily look and go, man, they beating their ass. If you got in a good punch and you put them down for a little bit, then good on you. But it's very easy in most cases in any competition to see who's in control. We just spoke to, let's talk about a real fight. We just spoke to Errol Spence Jr. He's one of the best boxers on planet Earth. 28 victories, I want to say, no defeats. I know there are no defeats, and 22 knockouts. If I watch an Errol Spence Jr. fight, and he is just beating the living hell out of Ugas, and it's round to round to round, you see who's in control of the fight. It's very easy to watch and say, man, this guy's whooping this guy's ass. And yeah, sure, you can win a round. That doesn't mean you're going to win the fight. You could be coming from behind. Here in the NBA Finals, hey, there are two pieces of evidence here that the Miami Heat are behind. It's the actual series, 2-1, and it's how the games have actually gone, where the Denver Nuggets have pretty much taken and been in control. So let's see what happens. It's not lack of respect for the Heat. Like, let's stop that garbage, man. Miami Heat are doing good. Why? It's a lack of respect because people have looked at them and said, I don't think they're going to win. I'm not saying or judging that. You know, out of thin air, there's a big segment of the Miami Heat fan base who looked at him and said, well, man, why are we even making the playoffs? What are we going to do? Oh, well, I saw the game here with my own two eyes here in Georgia. I mean, I saw the games. I saw what took place with the Bulls. They barely beat the Bulls to get in, okay? The Hawks knocked them out. So let's pump our brakes. They deserve credit for beating the Bucks, and then the Knicks, and then the Celtics. Now they're facing the best team out of everybody. Let's stop. Please. 855-212-4CBS. Damon is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
I'm good, Damon.
I was just wondering, and the way I've been looking at it, I've been a basketball fan all my life. Is it possible, like, right now that Joker is positioning himself to be, like, one of the most dominant centers of all time?
The answer is yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, you actually? Okay. Was basically all I was wondering about, okay. Because, I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I see Miami they are playing as a team, and that's one thing that I always did when I played organized basketball, and when we did well, we played as a team. But it does seem like Denver is a little bit just a little more talented.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah, I don't think it's a difficult assessment to make. And thank you, Damon, for calling from Virginia. It's not tough. When you look at the consistency of the talent from the Miami Heat, guys like Strus, I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm not, if Strus has a game where he is now, I don't know, 5 of 6 from three, and he just walks away, boom, here's my 15 points. I wouldn't be surprised if he had 7 points or 3 or 5. I wouldn't be surprised if Caleb Martin, he's not as hot as he was against the Boston Celtics. I wouldn't be surprised if he went for 15 or 20 or if he gave you 3. That's the point. Like, none of these dudes are just consistent. I mean, but then you got a guy like Jokic, the best dude on planet Earth right now, who's just like, hey, here's 30, 20, and 17. Just rolling out of bed and giving it to you. Here's Jamal Murray. I give you anywhere from 20 to 30. Like, what you want from me? And then Michael Porter Jr. hasn't been all that great. But you have a better sense of what you are going to get game to game, consistency-wise, from the Nuggets. And that is true. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, you know, don't just take my word from it or for it. Listen to someone who actually played in the NBA. I want you to hear what Earl Boykins had to say about the Nuggets and Jokic. I didn't play in the league. He did. You'll hear from Earl Boykins. We'll get to more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for getting my call in. This is my first time, but I've been wanting to call for a moment. But I just needed to say tonight, thank you and God bless you. I have listened to your growth and your maturity for a long time, and I'm very pleased with where you're at now and how you use your platform to be fair, to be equal, to be just.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, right before we went to break, we were talking about the NBA playoffs. We got game 4 going down on Friday. It should be a lot of fun, right? Miami Heat going to try to stay alive, avoid a 3-1 hole. Or they can do like the Panthers, and they could win and, I don't know, just stay alive, even though they'd have 2 wins. And so we spoke to Earl Boykins earlier on in the show. 5'5", point guard, undrafted in the NBA, 13 seasons, was able to put up points and facilitate. I have no idea how, but he's just ridiculously skilled. And he talked about someone who was ridiculously skilled right now in Nikola Jokic. And he said he saw a lot of it coming down the pipe. And he's not shocked or surprised. This is what Earl Boykins had to say about Jokic and the Nuggets.
So when you have a real big man who's skilled, he has an unbelievable advantage. And, you know, he's taking advantage of it. He's showing that Bam is a great defender. But at the end of the day, Bam is too small to check him. He just is. The NBA has become so small that when you have a big man who's actually skilled, it's like watching Wilt. If Jokic wanted to, he could score 50, 60 points every game. There's no one as big as he is on the court. And, you know, he just does an unbelievable job of being patient and letting the game come to him. But I really believe if he wanted to, he could score 50 every game, easy.
If he wanted to. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sam is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm excellent, Sam. How are you doing?
Hey, good, man. Good. Hey, so two things, man. I wanted to talk about CJ Stroud for a little bit, but before I get to that, going back to Nikola Jokic, man, the thing is that what I see in this guy is, but he's not tremendously big, right? I mean, we've seen bigger big men in the NBA. You know, we've seen Bynum, we've seen Shaq, we've seen Yao, we've seen all these guys. But you want to know something? He reminds me of players like, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon. And the way I say that, again, I'm not trying to make a comparison here with him directly, but what I am trying to say is he has the athleticism to go against a lot of the big forwards. Because, I mean, realistically, in the NBA, and you know, for the while now, you know, centers were like it'd be like maybe you see one here, maybe one there. It's usually been the power forwards that have been kind of playing that center game for the longest time. And it seems that, you know, Nikola can go in there and he could just run with these forwards with his size and his athleticism. That's what I see with that. I don't see Miami winning this at all. I know Andy called in earlier and he wanted to go ahead and show off a little bit of his homerism, and I get it. It's fine. I'm a big Texans fan myself. But you kind of got to know your team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Nuggets are way, way better. They just are. It is what it is. Now, if you want to chime in, you can, but I wanted to get to CJ Stroud in just a sec, too.
Please, quickly, Sam. We got a lot of callers. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. With CJ Stroud, what I'm trying to say over here is, so he made a transition to quarterback, not his entire career, but it was towards the back end of his career. Yeah, we looked over, you know, how he had to go through adversity, so much difficulties with his dad, with all the stuff that was going on. It really pushed him. What I'm trying to basically get to is, do you see a higher upside with him than Bryce Young just because of the fact that he's really held his own against all the adversity, all the difficulties that he had to go through?
I think he is a safer bet, not because of adversity. I think he's a safer bet because of his physical skill set and his size. I think there's a safer bet that he is a decent quarterback. Look, in the case of Bryce Young, he got one or two options. He better be damn good or he's not going to be in the league. I think it's as simple as that. I don't know too many quarterbacks at his size or anything close to it who have been able to just stick around without having been the guy or having been the star. And so whether you happen to be Russell Wilson, who's on the shorter end, but he is wide as a truck, or you happen to be Doug Flutie, who is much smaller, or you want to take a look at a Drew Brees. Like, these are stars. I don't see too many backup QBs who are 5'9", 5'10", who happen to be holding a clipboard. They do not exist. And so I think, just as an NFL player with some length, I think C.J. Stroud is a better bet to exist. Not to necessarily be a star, but to fail and then still have an opportunity to stick around. Does that make sense?
No, that does make sense. Hey, I know you got to go ahead and get to other calls real fast, but if I could chime in just one little thing real fast.
You got 10 seconds. Just give me a sentence. Try.
You think he's in a better situation with the current quarterback and the current management that they have there right now in Houston?
For right now, honestly, at this point, I don't think it matters. I think we have to see, you know, how these rosters bear out. Obviously, Frank Reich has experience as a head coach. D'Amico is brand new in a scenario, but it ultimately boils down to talent. And there's no way to answer that right now. I think they're both even. Gotcha.
All right,
Sam,
cool.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, I don't think there's an advantage in that regard. Christian is calling from Fort Lauderdale. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Christian?
What's up, my man? How are you? Listen, first of all, I just want to start off, many blessings on your success, and I wish you nothing but the best for your future, man. You're phenomenal.
Thank you, Christian.
Thanks, man. Listen, I'm a lifelong Heat fan. I'm not like other callers. I'm a lifelong Heat fan. I'm very optimistic about the season because honestly we've been the Cinderella story in the postseason. We weren't supposed to be Giannis. We weren't supposed to be the Knicks. We weren't supposed to be Boston. We're not supposed to be Denver. And with that saying, I believe the NBA, anything can happen. Anything can happen in the NBA. Anybody can have an off night. Miami can have a great night. But as a realist, I'm also seeing this game yesterday with friends. And I turned to a friend of mine and I said, the difference between Miami and Denver right now is Miami has to work for their shots and work for their points. Denver drills them like the basket is 40 inches wide.
Yeah.
And as a realist, I agree with you 100%. Miami has been playing from behind. But at the same time, it's a blessing to see that we're here, because I'm just taking it as a blessing because we have 7 more potential games left in the season, you know, after the conference finals. So regardless, whoever wins, they were the better team. But I do agree with you 100% as a Miami fan that Miami has been playing from behind and Miami just has to work for their points.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say, man.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, there's no doubt. They're playing. They're fighting uphill. They're in a fight, and they're hanging in there. But they gotta start landing more punches, and it's tough. Sometimes you got it, and sometimes you don't. They don't. And so I think the most impressive thing outside of everything Miami has done is if Miami beats this Denver squad. Simple as that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Before we wrap up, we have talked about Miami, everything from the Panthers to the Heat. We've talked about LIV Golf and the PGA. We've talked about Dalvin Cook. We talked about Tyler Hero. We spoke to Earl Boykins. We talked to Errol Spence Jr. And then I'm going to talk to you before we roll.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, we've had a fun show. Earl Boykins, Errol Spence Jr., we talked about everything going on in Miami. Talked about Dalvin Cook. We've talked C.J. Stroud. We talked about Bryce Young being called or announced as the quarterback one. We've talked LIV Golf, man, and the PGA. And how about this? I love the fact that, A, Clayton Kershaw is still in the majors. I love the fact that he is still with the Dodgers. He ain't going to play for another team. I'm glad that that's the case. And the Dodgers beat Cincinnati 6-0. And then Clayton Kershaw is still rolling ahead in his career. 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, only gave up 5 hits. Clayton Kershaw is the man. He already has a record. He has 8 wins and 4 losses. I know everybody talks about how wins and losses don't matter for the pitchers anymore. But, man, for me, it's still a great indicator as to what a pitcher is doing. And Clayton Kershaw, I just really love the fact that he continues to stack up in the stats, all of them, for his Hall of Fame career. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Harry is calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, JR, how are you doing today?
Very well, man. Go ahead, quickly.
Cool. I just wanted to quickly just highlight what I think is the best part about the Nuggets, in my opinion, is the coaching that Mike Malone does and how impressive it is of the team that every time he seems to call them out on their play, being sluggish or not trying as hard as he knows they can, they always seem to rebound every single game right after that. And I think it's a testament to how much guys buy into his system there in Denver. And just to provide a little bit of context, I'm a lifelong Sacramento Kings fan, and I haven't gotten over the fact that 7-8 years ago we let Mike Malone go in the middle of the season the way we did. I think he will always be kind of the one that got away for the Sacramento Kings as a head coach.
He is certainly respected by his players. I like the approach that he's taken. He's publicly talked about not being their friends, but he certainly has their respect. That's without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Harry, I appreciate you for calling from Sacramento. You don't got too shabby of a coach right now, right? Who's helped turn things around?
Trust me. After the last 16 years, I'm incredibly grateful for what Mike Brown has done for our team and for the city. I loved Mike Brown as a coach, and he was the one guy that was able to actually get through to DeMarcus Cousins when he was on the Kings and him to play.
Did somebody? You mean to tell me somebody got through to DeMarcus Cousins? You sure about that?
Mike Malone, on his first year here, the Kings got off to a 9-5 record, and everyone was ecstatic. And then DeMarcus Cousins, you know, I followed him every night playing on his Kings tenure, and he was the one coach that seemed to get through and was able to kind of keep him calm a little bit.
Harry, I wasn't being serious, Harry. I was basically making a joke that no one has ever gotten through to DeMarcus Cousins. That wasn't.
No, I understand that. I just think that Mike Malone was the one guy that kind of was able to reach through to him. And when he got fired because the team started slumping, DeMarcus Cousins had meningitis and was out for a while. I didn't think it was Mike Malone's fault.
He's had a whole lot of things. Hey, Harry, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, take care, man. Have a good night.
You too. Alan calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I'm going to Canastota on Sunday. I can't make it on Saturday. They usually have a dinner and they turn it into a casino.
You're going where? What?
Canastota, New York, for the Boxing Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh, okay. Is this the international?
Yeah, the International Boxing Hall of Fame.
Yeah, lovely, man. Cool.
I've always wanted to ask you, now's my chance. Have you been there before?
No, I have not. And, I mean, you're going now with all of the weather. The air is bad everywhere near you, man.
Yeah, I'm just going there on Sunday. I don't want to take a chance on Saturday. They have they usually have a dinner. So I'm going to – Timothy Bradley Jr. and Carl Froch and Rafael Marquez is in there, too. And Seth Abraham.
Manuel? Manuel, right?
Yeah.
The P-Man.
He's going to be there.
Yeah, P-Man. He drinks his own pee. He should be in a Hall of Fame for that.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to July the 29th, the fight between Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. It's going to be a good one. I'd like to make a prediction. I think that Crawford's going to win this fight. It's because he's very instinctive, and he creates his own punches, and he's a junkyard dog. He's going to claw at Spence and claw at him and claw at him until he gets him. You know, Spence is a bully, and he has a better chin than given credit for, and he's a natural welterweight too. Don't forget Crawford is moving up, but he brought his punch with him too. So it's going to be very interesting. And I'm just saying Crawford's going to win because he has more experience. He's 39 and 30. But the best thing about this fight is that has to go.
Yeah.
Because when you're fighting, when you're undefeated, you're seemingly invincible. Nobody's invincible, but you're seemingly invincible. So it's very intriguing.
There's a good chance, and this has been widely discussed, that we are in store for a potential trilogy here. And you have Errol Spence, who is 33 years old. You have Bud Crawford, who is older at 35. And so they got to get with it, and they got to get with it sooner than later. You heard from Errol. He said this is advantageous. Doing this fight right now is advantageous to the fighters. And he's right. By holding off, they've been able to maximize their rev. And let's see what they do. Go ahead. Make your point last one quickly, Alan.
I beg to differ. You say that they're both in their prime. Spence is 32 and Crawford is 35. You're usually in your prime between 25 and 29. I beg to differ. They're not in their prime, you know, at that age.
When I say prime, I'm not just talking about their boxing prime. They are not – I'm saying about they're not washed up, okay? It's not like we're looking at two dudes who are now 38 and 37 – who have waited. They still got gas left in the tank. And so in being in their prime, I'm not saying that, oh, my God, here you go, 25 to 27. But they're still at the top and the peak of their games. Are they going to be there for much longer? No. You heard Errol Spence. He talked about ultimately retiring at some point over the next probably 3 to 4 years. But they're not cooked. That's my point.
And hopefully he's fully recovered from his tragic near fatal car crash. You know, he was in a car crash.
I know.
Crash
in Dallas, that I think it was that Lamborghini. Yes, it almost killed him. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well,
so
thank you. God, thank you, Alan. I got a boogie, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Always great being on the line with you, JR. Thanks very much.
All the time. Thank you, Alan. Man, it's let's see. Hey, Curtis, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You got to just hit me quick.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having me. And I just want to speak up on the Denver Nuggets. I'm from Houston. I'm all Houston across the board. But just having a chance to watch the Joker, the whole playoff series, I got to tip my hat off to him, man. He's a bona fide player. He cover all areas.
Yeah,
and just to see a guy that's 7 foot that can distribute the rock like that, it's mind blowing. So shout out to the Denver Nuggets. Shout out to the good green that's up there in Denver. And shout out to you, man. You have a good one.
Well, thank you, Curtis. I appreciate you for calling from Houston. Thank you. Hey, Shep, it's been a good night, man.
Always a good night with you, JR.
Yeah, we out here trying. Just out here living, relaxing. And thank you to everybody tuned in, okay? We've had an amazing night. We spoke to Errol Spence Jr., welterweight champion, about his upcoming fight. We talked to a Denver Nuggets legend, 5'5" Earl Boykins, seeing his Denver Nuggets get closer to a championship. We talked about C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and Lionel Messi and Liv and Dalvin Cook. If you missed a minute, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see what takes place with the Miami Heat and the Nuggets. Maybe the Heat can win tonight like the Panthers did against the Golden Knights. If you want to find me everywhere or anywhere online, simply, I am at JR Sport Brief. I wish that you stay safe. I wish that you are well, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Why? Because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you so much, Chef.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Attention, sports fans! Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. BetUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.